don't know why exactly I like wearing the collar, but I do. Put it on. Hello. There we go. That is... Oops, nope, not quite as tight as it can go. I hope y'all don't mind listening to this setup. Oh, and it's like 6 in the morning, so there are going to be, day dweller noises. I know, they're irritating. I don't like them either. But what can you do? I've got binaural music on in the background because it kind of helps me think, really. I wanted to discuss, sort of, the delusion of control. Because really, doesn't exist. Not in any absolute way. I mean, clamps. Let's put them on. Control really isn't a thing. Our universe is utter chaos. And in a universe of chaos, of course, we want to establish some kind of order. Oh, fuck. I may have put these on at the wrong angle, but I like putting them on at weird angles. They hurt more. Okay. Come here, noob. So, we try to make sense of our universe. Our existence, by quantifying it, by trying to figure it out, figure out what pieces go where, as if it were a mere puzzle to solve. Oh, it's really not, and to have the audacity to believe, that we can figure out the entirety of existence. Oh, that's endeavoring. Possible. Oh. So, what do we do then? In our... Oh, fuck. What do we do then? Oh, from our vantage point. Perpetually spinning. Oh, from whence we came. On the third rock from the fucking sun. Moving forward in a universe we can never hope to fully comprehend. Oh, fuck. we can hope to, but oh, you're going to inevitably be disappointed if you cling to that hope. Oh, and if you're pure, you set on a specific end goal, that being, understanding, existence in its entirety, which I think also requires understanding non-existence too, which can we so much as fucking comprehend the reality of non-existence? I don't think so. I don't think we really can. We can't wrap our fucking clothes around that. That's incomprehensible to us. It is the utter unknown, and more than that, it is an unknown we cannot know. In any tangible way. I mean, oh, yes. We can see through MRIs and brain scans that last cacophonous burst of activity in the brain. Hell, we can even, pull people back after that point. Oh, at least temporarily, on a mechanical level. But we can't know. And without that knowing, is there any control whatsoever? Without the assurance that, we know what is coming next. Do we have any control? Without that fucking assurance. How does this connect? To what I want to talk about. Oh, fuck. Which is, the illusion of control. Oh, fuck. Really? That's what, power exchange is, isn't it? Oh, fuck. Entertaining that illusion. Indulging the illusion of control and surrender. Oh. Certainty on one side that, certainty on one side, that your submissive will do exactly as you say, or you will make them, because, the submissive is, assured, they want this, this lack of control on their part. It is a controlled loss of control, so in and of itself, it is, controlling. It's, a measured, portion of, that illusion of control. It is, a tiny fragment, of actual control that we can handle. Oh, and I don't mean handle in the tolerate way. I mean wield, as in the hammer context. Handle, hammer. See what I did there? Probably not. It's fine. Does this then make not only power exchange, but BDSM in and of itself. It's essentially an elaborate roleplay, whether, you mean to be playing a role or not. Oh, come on. Fuck, that feels good. Oh, the one on my clit, fuck. Oh, my lips. Oh, fuck. The thing is, I think part of the reason it tends to be hard for me to come, particularly when masturbating, is because I am in control. That's part of the problem, really. I need a little something unexpected, a little something unpredictable. Oh, fuck. To actually push me over the edge much of the time. Activities where I have a partner. That lack of control comes from their movement. From the sounds they make. I mean, yes, I am. In a way, I am coaxing those sounds out of them, and every shuddering movement, every fucking quiver, but I do not actually control. Whether I am in a dominant role or a submissive role, I do not have control over that. Really? Oh, come on. I need to readjust the chain, I think. Give me a moment. Okay, okay. And really, as I was saying, oh fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Really? What the fuck was I saying before that? Oh, fuck. Oh, really? I am pleasing the other person. Oh, fuck. Oh. Shared expectations. It's not exactly control in its purest form, is it? Whether you are dominating or submitting or switching, even. Oh, we are sharing the illusion of control. The illusion of having control over losing control. Oh, that's a little bit of a mindfuck, isn't it? Oh, fuck. I think I'm going to call this philosopher or something. Oh, fuck. Is more precious in this world than the sanctity of a shared illusion. Oh, so fragile and easy to break. Oh, in an instant. Being on the same page. In utterly mutual communication. Is absolutely fucking required, of course, for the entire exchange to be gratifying for both. Fuck. It's the before and the after, where you really get to know someone, not the illusion they like to entertain, how they'd like to be, how they want to be in their day-to-day life. Because really, neither extreme is healthy. Fuck. Absolute control. Absolute power. Are they corrupt? Absolutely. Whereas, oh, surrender. Oh, submission. Oh, fuck. Leads to you being a fucking doormat. Oh. This is why I think, oh, I prefer switching. I like, oh, playing. Oh, with power and not having power. Ah, fuck. The thing is, oh, I have to actually trust that person and... Oh, people are fundamentally untrustworthy. Oh, this is where my control issues come into play. I can't know someone else inside and out. Oh, fuck. Ah, as much as I'd like to. Oh, fully evaluate. Someone before I have any physical, sexual interaction with them. Fuck. If I could know someone in and out before fucking them, God, I would. Oh, that's my control issues wanting to keep me fucking safe from making the same mistakes again. Seeing as I have a history with S&M in an unhealthy context, and in the context of a fucking very unhealthy relationship. I have no fucking interest in repeating that pattern. Oh, fuck. So, I am extremely picky. Entertaining the idea of losing control with someone. Ah, fuck. Oh. And this is how I stay in control of myself. Oh, fuck. Oh. 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 Said, I may just have to settle for the fucking fantasy. Oh, in my head, and you know, traumatized me isn't mad about that. Fuck. Oh, but that bitch likes stagnation. Oh, not exactly likes so much as, oh, fuck, paralyzed by the fear of making a fucking decision. Oh, see, I am, fuck, very over here, and fuck. I try not to be. Oh, fuck. That doesn't always work, is all. Oh, fuck. And you can never really know. If someone just wants to fuck you, or if they actually give a damn. And if they actually give a damn, why the fuck they care? Oh, often, it's just so they can get in your fucking pants. It's just because they want to figure out where your buttons are, how to push them, and how to manipulate you into doing what they fucking want. Oh, learning how to see. Oh. Oh, I don't remember what I was trying to say. Oh. One way in which I vastly differ from the, many, many of you. Fuck. You probably. I was going to say many people in the BDSM community, but you know, it's not just people into power exchange. Which is a specific subset of BDSM, yes, I know. Oh, fuck. I can't do casual. I can't. And I have no interest in trying. Which. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I just found a fucking excellent spot. Oh. Oh. Oh, oh, fuck. quit whining, I know. I'm pressing you in very hard. I don't care. Fuck. Oh. Come on, pussy. Pussy, 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 pussy. Oh, fuck, there. Over. In the process of fucking me. I am very, very picky and selective, and I have no interest in casual any fucking thing. I mean, casual conversation's fine. I didn't mean like, I'm getting into absolutes. Fuck. I'm so close. I fucking wanna come. God damn it. I don't know if I can with, well, I have with just the wand. It's a bitch to do. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Put my clit up at just the right angle. Oh, fuck. So well, I don't mind at all. Oh, posting audios. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm so close. Oh, fuck. I just wanna come. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, it's so close. Chain is looped around the collar. Ah, fuck. Yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, that helps. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck, yeah. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, fuck. Oh, I'm so oh, fucking close. Oh, oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. But I think I actually might this time. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, 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 fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, oh. control and the loss thereof. Funny thing. Oh man. Oh fuck. Oh damn. My lips are very, very out. Ah, the downstairs ones. Ah, fuck. Yeah, I'm not done. Oh fuck. Oh. Do I want the plug? I'm not sure. Do I want a dildo? Oh, yes. Very much. Yes, my dildos are women. Come on, Courtney. Fuck gender stereotypes. Genitalia doesn't really mean much. Oh, fuck! Ah, fuck. Oh, fuck, that feels good. Oh, the head. Breaking the seal of my cunt. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, all the way. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Something. Oh, that I know. Oh, helps. Ah, in the moment. Oh, fuck. Not being able to exactly predict or control the other person's movements. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh. That helps. Oh, with my ability. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm not gonna fucking last all that long. Oh, fuck. This feels fucking good. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. I'm not even going at much of a pace. Just 1, 2, 1, 2. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 fuck. Fuck. Oh, my fucking eyes are watering. Oh, 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 fuck, that's my G-spot. Oh, fuck. Ah, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. My goddamn eyes are tearing. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck. I must be ovulating. I wouldn't, oh, be quite this fucking horny otherwise. Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking agonizingly close. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 fuck the clamps. Pulling on my nipples. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. My wrist is cramping though. Ow. Like, so fucking close. We're gonna switch positions. Oh, fuck. Still laying on my back. Face down, ass up. Let's see. Oh, fuck, how this goes. Ooh, the clamps. Oh no. Fell out of the collar. Oh well. Ah, fuck. Not sure. Oh, fuck. Oh. Fuck. Ah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh God, the sound you make. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. I'm gonna come hard. Oh my fucking god. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. Oh fuck. I am so carefully controlled, in my life otherwise, by my own volition. It's nice to indulge in the reality of not actually being in control. Fuck. Makes it easier to come, for one. Trying to think of something profound to say about control in its most fundamental form, but I am itchy and covered in sweat and lube and... Did I mention itchy? I don't know why I'm itchy, but I'm itchy. Okay. Doesn't really matter. Another thing out of control. Itchiness. Nobody can control itchiness. It just fucking happens. You can scratch the itch. But, I mean, it's probably still going to itch. It'll ease the itch, but it will still itch again. Maybe not immediately, but it will. Perhaps it's perhaps it's being aware of that necessity for indulgence. That is exactly where the crux of all of this lies. By which I mean the need for indulging in games of power and control, which isn't really a need, but it's nice to feel like you are in control, isn't it? And it's nice to feel like you can let go of control. Sometimes, at least, because none of us have any fucking say. In control otherwise, I mean, we can to an extent control ourselves, we can influence others, but that's not control. It can be manipulation, but it's not exactly control. It's adjacent to control. It's a method of using control. Not always in a bad way. Not all manipulation is bad. I mean, teachers learn to use a soft form of manipulation to guide students. Oh, to understand. Oh, fuck. What? They are intended to learn. Fuck. So... Well, maybe people won't agree. I think there are forms of manipulation that aren't bad. I mean, it's asking leading questions and guiding someone to an answer, essentially, for better or worse. Is it a good answer? Is it something that can better them? Is them learning indirectly more impactful than learning from you directly? Okay. If this is the case, it's not a bad idea to lead people. Oh, where they're going anyhow, or where they need to be. Is it on you to decide where they need to be, however? In the context of a teacher, yes, because you decide the exact curriculum, kind of. Well, the district decides, really, but I'm rambling. Oh. Leading someone where you want them to go is a form of manipulation, yes. When you're not being, outright and direct about it. Oh, fuck. But I, don't believe this is always bad. Generally, yes. Usually, even, yes. Fuck. But, for the sake of growth and development, learning, all of that. I don't see manipulation as explicitly a bad thing. Oh, fuck. Outside of that kind of context, though, yes, it is. And there are a few contexts where this is not harmful. One, of course, and me. And is BDSM. Fuck. 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 I'm losing my train of thought. That's bound to happen. Fuck. In a BDSM context. You are on equal terms. In ways that. Matter. In negotiations. In the scene. Oh, you have every fucking right. To call your fucking safe word, pull the red light, whichever. Because the second, the person you are playing with, violates what you have explicitly said you will and will not accept, or what you can and cannot accept. Control shifts back to you, as it should. And then you renegotiate. See, that's something I appreciate about BDSM in general. Communication is required. On every fucking level. And you enter on even terms. terms. You leave on even terms. In the scene, you're not. But at the same time, you are. Oh, like. Oh, like. So really, fuck. I wanted to see if I could complete that thought. I couldn't. Oh well. Really, in a sense, BDSM is kind of folly à deux. Madness shared by two, or more specifically, psychosis shared by two, which isn't to say that BDSM in and of itself is an abnormal psychology. It's not. It really isn't. And when done well and right, it is extremely fucking healthy. Oh, fuck. But, oh, and there is a but, aside from that one. Where was that thought going? Fuck, I lost it. Damn it. But I was saying but, and I slapped my ass. What was before that? Fuck brain. Come on. Literally, fuck brain. Oh, it's not exactly madness or psychosis shared by two, it's fantasy, illusion. Indulgence in roleplay. One is the sadist, one is the masochist, one is the dominant, one is the submissive. Or, in a switchy context, which I am partial to, but not for everyone, I understand. My hair is stuck to the side of my face. I'm gonna have to fucking do my hair again. I got out of the shower and let it dry and then started masturbating. So, oh well, whatever. It'll dry. And I can fix it. It's no big deal. Fuck. So, it's really. Well, no, really, it's folly at two. What is madness? Ah, fuck. Illusory. It's believing something that isn't there. Oh, perceiving something that isn't there. Oh. Same for psychosis. Oh, fuck. So really, BDSM kind of is folly at fucking two. Indulged in practically, physically, by two or more, to be fair. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh, 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 fuck. Fuck. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Oh, oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm so close. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And what is love but a shared delusion? Oh, that's cynical as hell, but I didn't mean to get all nihilistic there, but it's the thought that came into my brain after I came. So, maybe it's worth something, I don't know. Oh, my thighs are fucking trembling, and my neighbors probably heard me come. I mean, they should be used to that by now, right? Right. Clip. Ah! Fuck. Oh, that one was on very, very tight. Ooh, shit. I gotta keep a closer eye on my nipples when they are clamped. That one's starting to turn a not healthy color. Oh, the other clamp. Come on, if not, this is gonna hurt. Ah, fuck. Ah. Oh. Ah, that was very tight. And now, to pull the dildo out. Oh. Ah. Oh, fuck. Ooh, it is dripping with my gum. Mm. Tasty. Minus the lube part, but oh well. In the words of Tigger, TTFN.